Gas and oil prices are falling because consumer demand is slowing down, along with world economies. And on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, President-elect Barack Obama warned Americans not to expect our economy to turn around quickly.
This is a big problem, and it's going to get worse.
And to help the country climb out of the recession, Obama called for the most ambitious stimulus program since the 1950s. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Stimulus packages in the last few years have been aimed at getting consumers to spend more. That's not what President-elect Obama is talking about. He told reporters in Chicago Sunday that his economic team is working on a stimulus package that would create jobs, to rebuild roads and bridges, and go far beyond.
Making our economy more energy efficient, school construction, laying broadband lines, instituting medical information technologies that can drive down costs.
Skeptics have questioned just how fast these projects could begin, but Obama says a number of governors tell him they have projects that are, as he put it, shovel ready. Other projects, Mr. Obama said, could have long-term economic payoffs beyond the recession.
We can emerge leaner, meaner, and ultimately more competitive and more prosperous.
Congressional leaders say the emerging stimulus program could cost between $400 and $700 billion. The Obama team has not disputed those figures. But the president-elect says now is not the time to worry about a growing deficit. Ted Robbins, NPR News.